Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio Station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here, WWJA. Remember also that Anointed Sounds is going to be doing some great things. We're going to be relaunching on May 17th, so make sure you always stay tuned into us giving you the hits and much, much more. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with none other than Naoki on the line. All right, talk to you later. You're still tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station giving you the hits and much, much more right here 24/7, www.anointedsoundsradio. You with the girl Elena.
And Lisa.
And we have a special, special guest today tuning in with us, none other than Naoki. Let's see if we have Naoki with us. Naoki, are you there?
I am.
How you doing?
Hi, Naoki.
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. How are you all?
We are
wonderful.
Doing wonderful, blessed, and highly favored, as they always say. But we are doing great here. We'd like to welcome you to the Anointed Thoughts Show on Anointed Sounds Radio. How's it going in Tennessee?
It's good. We just came back today from something I had to do this weekend, so I'm really happy to be back, actually. And so there's no place like home, so it's all good today.
I know that's right. Now, Naoki, you have a project that just released, and we're going to get into that a little later, but a lot of people were interested, a lot of our listeners. After reading your bio that was sent to us, we noticed that Naoki used to do something really special, but she's doing great things now for the kingdom. But
right.
We see that her background formulated with Prince. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know what? It actually started some time before that. I was singing at 6 years old with my first recording with my parents. It was the White family.
Right,
so
yeah.
My mom and dad probably gave me the first start and the first, you know, opportunity to sing and travel. And that just, went on for many years of elementary school and middle school and high school. And just at the tip of college, my sisters and I, we met Prince in Minneapolis, and we did. He liked us and liked our sound and our style, and he wanted us to sing background for him. So we did that for about 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
That's awesome. Now, what made you go from being a background singer with Prince, and now, which is a great thing, you're singing for the kingdom? How did that transformation come about?
Well, you know, it's just that that's my son, by the way, chiming in.
Okay.
I have a 17-month-old, and since I forgot my phone while I was traveling, I have to use the best phone that I can reach you all at. So I'm sorry that he's interjecting little comments. But, you know, I always knew that I would end up singing for the Lord and doing a gospel project. And, the thing with Prince to me, even when we dibbled and dabbled in secular music, that was just like a means to an end. I knew that was just a transitional phase for me. And
okay.
It was more of an exploratory phase, too, for it with my sisters and I, because, you know, we were so under the grip of the thumb of our parents, because my CK, you know how that is. I'm a daughter of a preacher, and so just growing
okay.
up, you know, lifestyle and the strictness and being in church 5 to 7 days a week, you know. All
yes,
of that.
I know the feeling.
Right, it's just kind of like an exploratory phase for us and a transitional phase. I always say this, that I never trade anything for my journey. You know, a lot of people look kind of down. I'll say the devout Christians will look down on that part of my life, but that it doesn't make me any less saved now. As a matter of fact,
amen.
I've experienced that side of it and seen what the world had to offer and, you know, that lifestyle and so on and so forth, I can serve God with more of a conviction and knowing how grace was on my life during that time.
Amen. And one of the things after also reading your bio, I was looking at reading about the formulation of your name. Can you explain to our audience where Naoki came from, or how did your parents actually give you that name and what it means?
Yeah, my dad, like I said, a pastor. My mom, however, is a foreign language teacher. And so
okay.
I have a brother, and then there's four girls after the boy. So it's 5 siblings total, you know. And all the girls, we were blessed to have exotic kind of names. My mom, she taught foreign languages, and so she tried to give us or blessed us with names that were very different. And so my name, Naoki, is African, actually, and it means serious-minded and responsible. But I have a sister, you know, whose name is even Tia. She got, that's my baby. She got a lazy on that one. She wanted to just, she was having a Spanish repertoire. It speaks a simple word that means aunt, but it's still foreign, a foreign language nonetheless. So we all have we're blessed to have names that's kind of different and exotic like that.
Okay. For those who are just tuning in, we're speaking to gospel artist Naoki. You can give us a call at 646-378-1119 if you'd like to speak to Naoki today. Make sure you call in. Now, you have a project that just released entitled Rest. Tell us the audience a little bit about Rest and how that you came up with the music and the lyrics and everything. Just give us a little insight on that.
Well, Rest is actually been out since like August of 2008. So I released that about half a year or so after I gave birth to my first child, you know. And so it was a very interesting time writing that, and I was able to pull from some of the experiences from my first project because Rest is my sophomore project, and My Everything we released in 2006. And so I was, we traveled on the road a lot, you know, with my husband, and we were trying to brand Naoki, and I'm talking about during my first project here, set up where I was coming from with Rest. But we traveled all around the country. We were trying to brand the label. We were trying to brand Naoki as an artist, and it just was really stressful with the ripping and running and just trying to make sure we were at every event and every convention and every church service to make sure, you know, the company was out there and that we were on the new kids on the block. We wanted to establish a name for the company. Meanwhile, during that time, I because of the ripping and running and the stress, I became very, very ill. And just with, I think, anxiety and stress and all of those things that come
right.
with that.
Mm-hmm. They'll get you.
And so what I determined, actually, like I said, it began to have some kind of physical effect on me, so it was really, really bad, actually. And I had just had to take some time and change my thinking toward everything. I was really, being the co-owner of the label with my husband as well as the artist and, you know, and trying to just think about so many things. It was just kind of stressful, you know, and I just almost got consumed with the business as opposed to, you know, remembering and staying focused on where, you know, everything comes from, and that is a gift from God first and foremost. I mean, I knew that, but sometimes the business can run, it can run, you know, your life if you let it.
Right.
Running, and so I just was like, Lord, I give this to you now. I it should always been yours, yes, and I'm singing about you, but I want to make sure you're in everything, and so I just had to, like, release my stress and my worry about how the project was going to do, you know what I mean, how sales was going to do, all to
right.
the Lord, because the gift will make room for itself, you know.
That's right.
So, right.
You know, and I've been reading those things and reading, you know, be anxious for nothing, and I had to feed on those things for that nervousness, like I said, to go down.
Yeah.
Because I would eat, you know, I would consume regular food and drink water, and my chest would burn every time I did that. So that it was
wow.
really bad. Yeah, it was really, really bad. And so Rest is not physical rest because, you know, with a 17-month-old, I'm getting very little of that. It's a state of mind, just like God. You know,
that's
what,
right.
You have given me this gift. You know my whole life. My whole life is mapped out before I was even born. You know.
Right.
I'm going to rest in you to guide my footsteps, you know. And what you started in me, you will complete. And so I'm just kind of saying this because those are the verses I had to consume and reach myself and to digest for my health to stabilize. And so rest, again, is definitely a state of mind.
Now, your song, Joy, can you tell us a little bit about Joy?
Well, Joy, I wrote most of my album when I was pregnant with my son, and that was just, you know, I co-produced this with a producer here in Nashville. His name is Antonio Neal. Do you all know who he is?
Yes, definitely know Antonio, yes.
Yeah, and so we just were kind of like vibing together, you know. We met through a mutual friend of ours, and they're like, you guys get together. You both live in Nashville, and so, like I said, I'm pregnant and still working and so on and so forth, and we got together and we really made good musical chemistry, and we just he came up with a little melody, And I just start singing joy, you know, like joy, you know, joy, joy unspeakable with the melody. So the Lord really put that in my spirit. And I also was very happy during my pregnancy because this is my first child. And the doctor said that I would never have any children, you know.
Wow.
Wow.
I was so happy. And then on top of that, he blessed me with a good pregnancy. Like, I wasn't sick at all. I mean, I worked out to, like,
that is a blessing.
Yeah, I worked out till I was, like, doing step aerobics. So I was, like, eight and a half months pregnant, you know.
Wow.
So I stayed very active, and I was able to work and not, you know, be on bed rest and all of these things, that these horror stories that I hear about. So I was really happy to have him, and so I had underlined inspiration for joy as well.
Wow. Yeah, I was looking at your bio, and it said after you worked in a business development at an architectural firm, you said you took time to pray and gospel melodies come in. And I just wanted you to elaborate on that. Did you meditate a lot?
I did. You know what? And I guess I only kind of touched on it. That was after the period with Prince, you know.
Okay.
I just knew that I would have, I saw for myself, like, where the opportunity with Prince would take us. You know how we just get in the way and we know, okay, this is where our life is leading. And so I just knew that was going to be, especially with the struggles of my family. And like I said, this was our, we made 5 albums before I met Prince with my mom and dad.
Right.
And so, and we garnered some success, you know, with some of the projects, but it was never, every time we were about to sign like a major deal, something would go wrong, you know. And so this was another disappointment of something going wrong, because we thought Millennia, and we were told that Millennia would be launched as its own group, you know, under maybe his leg or under his label, so on and so forth. And that didn't happen for reasons that I can't get into, but nonetheless, it was just another incident in my life that it's like, man, why this again? I'm just tired of, you know, going through the same thing. God, I know I'm supposed to be thinking, why is this, you know, why is this dream not being fulfilled? What, you know, I was tired of the lesson, just really into a state of depression, I think, for a while. And that's when I stopped singing and had to take some time off. I wasn't really meditating or anything at that time. I just was, I think, kind of pouting. I was pouting, you know, because I was so upset with the life full of, you know, broken promises or missed, you know, promises, so I thought, you know. And then and then when I wanted to let it go, Naoki wanted to let it go and do something different, that's when, you know, like I keep saying, what he started in you, he will complete, you know.
That's
And though, that's when those melodies began to come back, and I would fight it and say, no, I don't want to do this. And then I met my my boyfriend then, but now my husband. He just really, really encouraged me to continue on with the gift God had given me. And so he supported me all the way. And so I just took what was in my heart. I said, well, let me just try this. And so I did one song, and one song went to two. And the next thing I knew, I had a full project done.
Wow. Look at God.
Awesome.
It's amazing when we try to do things ourselves. You know, we always bump up against the wall. And look at you, and then God just filled your heart. That's just beautiful.
And the funny thing about it is that sometimes I'm so, you know, once we're his children, you know, I believe that the favor of God and the grace of God and the will of God in our lives will still be completed. And a lot of people, you know, are backslidden. They're in a certain area of their life, and they don't see how it's going to work together, you know. And my thing is always this: he didn't say everything would be good, but he promises to work it all out for our good, for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So, you know, even with that, those times that I was, you know, doing my own thing, the Lord was cultivating me. Even with the situation with Prince, there's so much that I learned from him by being in the studio with him and on the road, you know, that I'm able to use now, you know, for God's glory.
Right. Now, speaking of your song Joy, I want the listening audience to get a chance to listen to your song. So, Elena, can you play that song for us, please?
I sure can. Everybody, here's Joy. Be right back. Anointed Sounds Radio.
You are the reason I have everything.
into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station giving you the hits and much, much more. WWJAFM, we're on the line with Naoki.
Naoki, that was awesome. That was so upbeat.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Naoki, I have a question for you. Last week, Elena and I were having a discussion about gospel artists converting secular music to gospel. And I just wanted to get your point of view on that. Do you think there's anything wrong with Christians singing secular music, number one, and or converting secular music to gospel music?
Do you mean like a secular singer singing gospel now? Is that what you mean, or just...
You know, like taking a popular secular song and changing the words up to talk about God.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's not, you know, because, you know, the message is the message, and the good news is the good news. So if they're using, like, a popular hook, I guess, or, you know, or something
mm-hmm.
that people are familiar with on the secular side, that, you know, I guess that's their prerogative and kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? You have to just, the only thing is you have to be just careful. I was just going to kind of maybe
right.
make a general statement. I would say, and for me, and there's a lot of radio DJs that'll ask me this, you know, a lot of people are in it and beginning to do gospel because it's like a catchy genre, and it's a genre that makes a lot of music. Yeah, and this beginning to make a lot of money, you know, starting to be like a genre that's on the map now as far as money making. And I think that you just, you know, obviously the man judges outward and God judges the heart. You just have to be careful
right.
with your motive and your intention of why you're doing
Amen.
It. You, about making the money, then that, you know, obviously, you know, you have to take that up with God. I don't think necessarily the right reason to do it. But, you know, there's a lot of people that have genuine transformations like myself. I mean, especially,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming from that background. And I know that being there now, like someone asked me, would I do a secular project? Unless it was very, very inspirational, like I Believe I Can Fly
right.
kind of song, you know what I mean?
Understandable.
Yeah.
Why I just can't see from what God has brought me from me singing Baby, Baby, Give Me One More Chance or something like that. I mean, those are all, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it
right.
is some of that's pertinent, you know, maybe if I, you know, okay, let me retract. Maybe if I did like a song on my CD to my husband because I'm married, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But it's got to be, you know, it's got to still have that inspirational kind of vibe and that someone is getting something out of it, something uplifting, something positive, and something eventually you're going to hear on my CD, if I do put a song like that on there, you're going to hear something that's going to point you to good news and point you to Christ somewhere on that CD.
Amen.
And my testimony, it's never going to be misunderstood or like, I don't know where she's coming from, you know what I mean? It'll
right.
be very clear. My intentions and why I did the song and where I'm coming from with it.
All right.
I'm actually want to read something. Someone in the chat room actually asked me. Her name is Harriet, and Harriet wants to know, when are you coming back to Richmond? She said, our anniversary at our church is coming up in September, so ask her when she's coming back to Richmond. So that's Harriet. So I guess I will tell her, Harriet, to reach out to Naoki's manager and kind of set all that up. Am I correct, Naoki?
Absolutely. Like, I have a booking tab on my Naoki.com, and the labeled information, all that good stuff is on my MySpace and, you know, for sure on the internet, Naoki.com, NIOKI.com, and they can definitely hit us up there for bookings, and we do come on an invitation basis, and we set that kind of stuff up all the time.
And you were mentioning earlier about that you started a label with your husband, so that's the label that you're currently on now, am I correct?
I correct. It's we did it independently, totally, the first project, and because of the success that the first CD garnered, Universal is distributing this project, so it's D2G Universal this time, yes.
Now, do you see as an artist, you're more of an independent artist, well, independent label artist, do you see a difference? Or would you prefer being on a major label or doing everything yourself? That's one of the things that we speak on the show, and a lot of artists actually ask us about the difference between them becoming independent versus going to a label? What kind of pointers would you give to those independent artists that are out there?
You know what? I think creatively that, I own all my own masters, you know what I'm saying? And,
right, exactly.
That's awesome. And you know what? It's just dependent on what you want to get out of it. Like, if you just want the exposure and stuff, then maybe signing with a regular label or a mainstream label, a Sony or so, a more established label, I'll say, is maybe the way to go. But financially, if you can kind of weather the storm, because it is a big financial investment to do things the right way, like with the right production, the right mastering, the right promotions. I mean, it's a lot of that, and my husband and I have used a lot of our personal monies to get this up and going. However, the payoff is good as well. You know, the gospel is getting out to so many people around the country and around the world, and when I'm able to get, you know, royalty checks and stuff like that, I mean, they go to the label, the D2G Records, which is, you know, me pretty much, and my husband, and, you know, the album sales are primarily yours as well, instead of
right.
the label, say, Sony Records or Columbia, getting the lion's share of the money that you receive. So it's just a couple ways to look at it. You know, if you don't have the proper funds to put in investment, you know, I mean, God can bless anything. So let me just stop
That's
saying
right.
that.
True.
You know, he can, but you want to just really try to do the best that you can. I know a lot of radio people, I go to a lot of summits and conferences, and they talk about the, I guess, the packaging and the quality of some of the products independently. It's something that they would never play. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, you have to go that extra mile if you're going to be independent to make sure it's mixed, make sure it's mastered, make sure that the packaging is something very professional that you would in turn play yourself if you were a radio DJ. That's the first start. I mean, and that unfortunately for some takes, you know, a good portion of investment dollars to, you know, have everything done in excellence. So it's, you know, but there's little creative ways you can pull that off. But if it works for you that way, and the payoff is better, I think, if you can just kind of weather through some of the financial storm.
Thank you. For those
right.
who are just tuning in, we're talking to Naoki. And Naoki, before we leave this evening, I wanted to tell the listening audience where they can purchase your music and help your website and so forth, because we have a lot of people that tune in to Anointed Sounds. We want to make sure that the blessings are flowing and, you know, the CD sales are pumping, so hopefully we can do that and try to help out with that. So let them know exactly where they can get all of your information.
Wow, ladies, I appreciate that. Yeah, it is in, like I said, it's distributed by Universal, so you will find it in some Family Christian bookstores and definitely the Best Buys. If you cannot find it where you are in your local area at a store, you can find it, of course, online. It's on iTunes, Amazon.com. You can buy it on Naoki.com, D2GRecords.com, and that's dedicated to God, D2GRecords.com. So definitely on the website, and that's the best place, as you were saying, for booking and all that stuff. It's actually a Click Here tab, so you can navigate through that and get the direct link to the director of operations for D2G Records, and she's able to set up a lot of the bookings for me that way.
Thank you so much, Michael, for your time. Thank you for coming on Anointed Sounds Radio Station, giving you the hits and much, much more. We appreciate you, and kiss your baby for us, being a mother, and a mother to a young one. I know that for a fact that it's time-consuming, but we want to thank you so much. And thank you for just spending this opportunity or spending this moment with the Anointed Sounds of Radio. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You too, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Naoki.
Bye.
Again, you tune into Anointed Sounds Radio Station, giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena, and
Lisa.
Because last week we had a huge delay with Naoki. I guess I don't know with the phone that maybe she was on it with a huge delay or something was going on, but
yeah.
I'd like to thank her for coming.
I think it's just that time because of the weather.
Maybe so.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, but
even on my line, you know, everything's kind of blotchy.
Right. But I want to thank all of you for calling in, and those who are listening, I hope you receive some information, especially by being an independent artist and so forth and owning
yeah.
your own label. That was
she had all the good stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome with her and her husband starting up, and she said they own every, all the rights, everything. So any CD sales and so forth, it comes back to them. So that's a plus. So I want to thank
that's
you
good.
So much, everyone, for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio. The station has given you that much, much more. We will be back again on Monday at 8 o'clock always with the girl Elena.
And Lisa.
Just silly to say.
To fight off this cold.
No. You know what's so amazing, Lisa? I had my daughter had a sleepover this weekend, and one of the kids had a cold. I didn't know the child had a cold. So everybody became infected. Everybody
oh,
in the house became infected. So I'm like scrubbing down stuff, washing it down and everything. But runny nose everywhere, everything. I was like,
girl,
this parent would have told me that this child was sick, but hey, that happened. So
hey, you know, when birds were going around, people looking at me like, get away.
Yeah. My flu. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Bring up that swine flu issue. I had one of my students sent me a text, and it was so interesting. I put it on Facebook, and I think everybody just responded to it and said, 90 people in America get this swine flu, and people want to put on the mask and walk around because they don't get it. But 2 million people in the United States have AIDS, and no one wants to wear a condom.
Wow.
Deep. That was so deep. And then I had
wow.
one person on Facebook respond. He said, well, swine flu is airborne and AIDS is not. I said, well, you're not really in the picture. The picture is that this disease has been around for years, and nobody is taking care of their bodies to actually protect themselves from it. But we
right,
have something
right.
that just comes right up and just makes headlines, news. Everybody's reacting.
Mm-hmm.
People send their kids to school with face masks and just craziness. Everybody's reacting. And I said, well, it's just like a flu. If you take it out of your body, it's a temple. If you work out, eat right, and you know, build your immune system, it won't affect you. And I said, I'm speaking to myself as well. I stay away from McDonald's
right.
and work it out and get the immune system pumped up. I won't get
right.
it.
Right.
Versus, you know, AIDS, I can't get rid of that. But, you know,
right.
So I was just like, you know.
Carry that to the end.
Exactly. People are not getting the picture. So that just is so amazing about that. But we're having a great time on the station, on Anointed Sounds. So
mm-hmm.
tune in to us next week at 8 p.m. We'll have another guest, another artist that's going to be on. So, again, stay tuned. Be blessed. And we out.
Bye-bye.
First, believe in all of the gospel, word of my life, to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week, I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right, and my right turned to wrong, I didn't know where to turn. So I threw up my hands and told the Lord,
yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer still will be
yes.
Lift my hands and say
yes. Yes, 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 yes.
He's been so good to me. Believe I can say
yes.
Yes,
oh, yes,
yes, yes. Now I wanna make it clear.
So
Kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset.
Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted, the tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We're redeemed, a new one.
Where am I eating? Tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is
spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting? Now right here, come on y'all, let's open up your mouth, come on. Eden, where you at?
Yeah.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more to girl Lena Sanders. We had an awesome time earlier this evening with Naoki. I interviewed earlier. So if you missed it, don't worry about it. You can always go back and listen to the archives. You know Anointed Sounds Radio always archives their interviews. So for those who are not able to make it at the show at 8 p.m. on the Anointed Thoughts show, you can always go back and tune in. But let me tell you some great things that's going to be happening on Anointed Sounds Radio. We are going to be relaunching the station, and it's going to have a new interface where they're going to have an on-demand feature. Now, one of the things a lot of listeners always complain about, that DJs, as like myself, we always just want to play the music that we want to hear, and it's not that the things that you want to hear. So with Anointed Sounds on-demand feature, you're able to pick and choose the songs that you want to hear. How hot is that? That's going to be launched on May 17th. Also, those businesses that are out there, ministries, artists, independent artists, labels, and so forth, you can advertise on the interface. When your artist songs plays, your ad can show. So make sure you call Anointed Sounds Radio or send us an email, radio at anointed, A-O-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z.com. And try to get up on, because you know, once God elevates this project, you never know what's going to happen. You can get advertisement rates as low as $50 a month. Where can you get that? Our new station call letters. That's my drum roll there. WWJA Anointed Sounds. WWJA FM out of Atlanta, Georgia, Anointed Sounds Radio. So make sure you stay tuned in to us, because we're going to be doing some great things, and we want you to grow with us as we grow within the kingdom. So stay tuned for more hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Elena Sanders, on Anointed Sounds Radio.
My life, my hope, my strength, my joy.
are tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. WWJAFM out of Atlanta, Georgia. I had a great time with you guys. My time is almost up, but I will see you again, same time, same place on Anointed Sounds Radio station. That's bringing you much more in the gospel industry, and we bring topics to you that the church is afraid to speak about right here on Anointed Dot Show. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Lock in. Anointed Sounds Radio.
Listen. Get right, church, and let's go home.
Train.